From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The award-winning author Ian McEwan has a new book out this week. It's about a Nobel-winning physicist who finds that living is something less than a science. Alan Chews has this review of Solar.
The main character, Michael Beard, has won a Nobel Prize some years before this novel opens. He hasn't done much since except mess up yet another marriage, his fifth, and try to pick up a lot of women and eat a lot. As head of a new British institute studying climate change, he's floundering. He messes up his life even further by covering up the death of a younger colleague who is having an affair with his estranged wife. But as comedy sometimes has it, things go in this book from worse to bad, and Beard makes his way almost all the way back to the top of the Nobel heap. As much as McEwan displays his talent for character making in this portrait of the physicist as a deceitful roly-poly man, he still depends on plot to carry us along. I don't want to give the plot away, except to say that the time frame in this book, compared to McEwan's other novels, is a bit messy, and compared to his best-known work, Atonement, it seems a little arbitrary. So I'm not exactly pushing this book toward you and saying, take it and read it, please. It is a good example of a serious British writer trying to join the worlds of science and culture. In fact, there's a lot of science in it, but not as much heart as I would have liked.
Solar is the new novel from Ian McEwan. Our reviewer is Alan Chews.